Election year or not, there's a chance expired tax breaks, including some key to agriculture, may be reinstated. Provisions like small business expensing for equipment and biodiesel and wind energy tax credits could be among them. American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore reacts to House Ways and Means Chair Dave Camp's recent announcement he'll consider permanently extending some breaks.
The fact that he wants to look at those that he would or the committee would deem necessary to make permanent or worthy of making permanent is very encouraging to us. And we see that as, again, you know, he's providing an opportunity. You know, Chairman Wyden on Senate Finance has been talking about extenders.
Moore says permanency equates with certainty. And when it comes to ag tax breaks, there hasn't been a lot of certainty in recent years.
When Congress made state taxes or the death tax provisions permanent, that not only enabled us to take a major issue, a significant tax issue off of the we got to watch it all the time list, it freed us up to focus on the other important individual and business tax provisions that are important to farmers and ranchers.
However, with comprehensive reform unlikely in this election year, Moore was asked if he expects Camp to still pursue a package approach for tax extenders.
I don't know exactly what he plans to do, what his strategy is, but I would say that he put together a package on tax reform. I would imagine, at least at the outset, he is looking at the package kind of approach.
More than 50 tax breaks expired at the end of 2013, including part of small business expensing and the biodiesel tax credit. Pressure from the business community has been building ever since.